acceptable.
Bottom line, the people anticipated to be heavyweights for the job are taking a pass. Ashkash Maharaj is the former National Policy Director of the Liberal Party, and we've joined him now. Hello.
Good morning, Ali.
I'm curious to know, what was your reaction when you heard Brian Tobin's announcement?
I wasn't terribly surprised by his personal decision, although Brian was an active contender in the previous leadership race, both because he had become transplanted from Newfoundland to Toronto, but also, perhaps more pointedly, because he had allowed his leadership machinery to lapse. It did seem unlikely that he would rejoin the race. Having said that, his announcement is most significant because, coming on the heels of the announcement of Manley and McKenna, it marks the first time in several generations that there hasn't been a mad rush for the leadership of the Liberal Party of Canada.
Why do you think that is? Why does it seem, on the surface, that this is a job no one seems to want?
I wouldn't say that it's one that no one seems to want. I would say that we are living through a massive and decisive period of change in the party's history. And I think Brian was being entirely candid when he said that living through such a generational turnover in the Liberal Party's history, it will require a generational turnover in leadership. It is the case that opposition politics is thankless, and it is also the case that the Liberal Party, though we fared well in the last election, is now facing an ascendant Conservative Party, one that is unlikely to disappoint the expectations Canadians have of them, if only because the Martin campaign lowered those expectations so spectacularly. But having said all that, the major issue besetting the Liberal Party of Canada, and the reason why the next leader will have to be prepared for a struggle of perhaps 4 to 8 years, is less electoral and more internal. The party has suffered from something of a cult of personality ever since Pierre Trudeau took the reins, and as a result, the party as a political movement has largely atrophied. The next leader will have to invest a great deal of time in not just winning more seats, but in renewing the Liberal Party itself.
Now, what will this mean? You mentioned generational change. What is this going to mean to how the Liberal leadership race is going to shape up from today onwards?
Well, it's a wide-open race now, and indeed, not since the party elected Trudeau have we had a leadership race where the outcome was uncertain. Everyone knew, in effect, that Chrétien was going to win, that he would succeed Turner, and that Martin would succeed Chrétien. Now it's pretty much anyone's guess, which I think is good for the Liberal Party and good for the democratic process. It also means that we have the opportunity for potential leaders to come out of the woodwork, to come from radically different backgrounds than from the past. But most interestingly, it also means that the race itself is likely to be one of the longer and most economical races in the Liberal Party's recent history. There is no one candidate who has a massive machine or a massive war chest, and that, again, I think is a good thing. It means that the race will be fought on ideas rather than on organizational machismo.
I have two names to throw at you, Akash. One, Alan Rock, and two, Bill Graham, who CP is reporting is likely to be chosen as interim party leader today at the Liberal caucus meeting. What do you have to say about those men?
Well, Bill Graham, if anyone who is named interim leader would be named on an understanding that he or she would not seek the leadership, if Bill is in fact chosen as the or recommended to the National Executive as the interim leader, that would more or less preclude him from running as leader thereafter. Alan Rock is an interesting case. Much like Frank McKenna, he was a political appointment as an ambassador, and much like McKenna, he may find it necessary to stand down from that position, irrespective of his ambitions within the party. But the field has been cleared for him. My understanding is that he too has not maintained his leadership machinery, but he might find it easier to reassemble it now than he would have expected a couple of months ago.
I have two quick observations. It sounds in your voice that this might be a good thing for the party.
I think it's very much a good thing. Political parties, the Liberal Party in particular, have often suffered from the desire to be little more than a box upon which a messianic leader can stand. But to be a Liberal is to believe that the wisdom of the nation lies in the many and not in the few. the fact that we have as a party historically abdicated our responsibility to a single person is a disappointment to liberal values. And I think this is our opportunity to choose a new kind of leader through a new kind of process.
And my very last question quickly is, what will you be watching for as the caucus proceeds today?
The mood of the caucus, in effect. One of the key determinants of who the next leader will be the timing of the race. The caucus will not just be struggling with the idea of who should be the interim leader. They will also be struggling with the question of whether they're going to recommend a quick leadership race, which would allow us to have a leader in place in case the Conservative government falls unexpectedly, or whether they'll recommend a longer leadership process that would allow us to more thoroughly renew ourselves while risking being caught without a leader in the event of an unexpected election. These are nothing if not interesting times, but as I say, for better and for worse, this will probably be a process that will define the Liberal Party for a generation.
Well, thanks very much for sharing your insight.
Thank you.
Akash Maharaj is the former National Policy Director of the Liberal Party.